People on the front lines of the opioid epidemic are coming to see addiction as a medical disorder. And now the city of Nashua's public health department is trying to get everyday people to use vocabulary that reflects that. But as NHPR's Emily Corwin reports, habits can be hard to break.
I'm sitting among 30 or 40 residents of Nashua in the public library auditorium. We're here to learn how to save someone from an overdose by administering the reversal drug Narcan. It's like a CPR class for the 21st century. We're a captive audience, and before the training starts, we get a kind of lecture.
We need to start talking about substance use disorder, like the disease that it is.
Allie McKnight is here with the public health department. She's been giving this talk a lot lately.
I'm asking all of you right now to retire the following words: addict, junkie, and alcoholic.
The idea is to encourage society to see addiction as a disease and to stop labeling its victims as moral failures. Eric Eastman is sitting in the audience. He says the rising opioid death toll here has left him with a sense of obligation to help. But still,
the idea that we have to replace a whole set of vernacular with a whole new set overnight, I think that's some heavy lifting there, but I get where they're going with it, and I think it's constructive.
In fact, the initial push to change the language around addiction was specifically geared toward federal agencies and medical practitioners. Obama White House drug czar Michael Botticelli was behind it. He says the recommendations were based on research.
That even among trained clinicians, when you call someone a substance abuser, they're more likely to treat that person punitively.
Botticelli is talking about a study from Mass General Hospital. It compares two sets of mental health providers. One received a survey referring to patients as substance abusers. The other got the same survey, except it referred to people, quote, with substance use disorder. The health providers, it turned out, were more likely to recommend things like jail time to the, quote, abusers, and more likely to recommend medical treatment to the people with a, quote, disorder. Different labels led to different outcomes. But what about that old tenet of recovery, that you have to own your addiction with statements like this?
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm an addict in recovery.
This is how Sarah Longval says she likes to introduce herself at recovery group meetings. I met with her and two other women at an addiction recovery center in Concord. Another woman named Dawn Torregrossa explains coming to terms with the phrase, I am an addict, helped her seek help.
That denial can last for a really long time. It's when that light bulb goes on that you go, I am an addict, and I have, like, a serious problem. A lot of people have to hit rock bottom before they come to those terms.
Everyone I talked to made it clear that people in recovery should use whatever words they choose to describe themselves. Still, it seemed to me that this phrase, I am an addict, had actual utility for some people at the recovery center. I put this to Michael Botticelli from the Obama administration.
I've been a member of a 12-step group organization for a long time.
The former drug czar who got this effort underway, he's in recovery too. He says that whole I am an addict admission, it's useful, but only when the medical community has fallen down on their job.
We can do a better job at intervening with people before they have to hit rock bottom.
His point is, doctors don't wait for someone with heart disease to have a heart attack before they prescribe statins. And they wouldn't wait for a diabetes patient to confess, I am a diabetic, before prescribing insulin. So, he says, why do that with people who have substance use disorder? It's a question for medical professionals, and perhaps for the rest of us, too. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.